With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In the UK, the Princess of Wales made her first public appearance since her cancer diagnosis. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desmond.
Britain's Princess of Wales has attended Saturday's Royal Trooping the Colour ceremony, her first public appearance since her cancer diagnosis. The 42-year-old princess travelled by horse-drawn carriage from Buckingham Palace with her children, George, who's 10, Charlotte, 9, and 6-year-old Louis. She watched the ceremony from a building overlooking Horse Guards Parade, a ceremonial parade ground in central London. The annual event was also a show of stability by the monarchy after months in which both the King and Kate, wife of heir to the throne, Prince William, have been sidelined by cancer treatment. I'm Charles de la Desmond.
Former Senator Jim Talent says the best way to deter China from seeking to invade Taiwan is to be prepared with superior military force. He says the U.S. has made some improvements, especially in the use of drone technology, but is still lagging behind.
They made a lot of progress and on AI. So I think that's hopeful, but we need to get that done, and we need to do a lot of other things at the same time.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says if Hezbollah goes to war, Israel will have to respond immediately to save itself from destruction.
People can't walk around the streets in these abandoned cities. Hezbollah will pick you off. They're that accurate. And our air bases will be targeted, our oil refineries, Dimona, everything will be targeted. We are not going to be able to wait an hour, much less weeks.
Dr. Oren was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Former President Trump marking his 78th birthday with a big crowd last night at Club 47 in Florida. He says it's the biggest birthday party he's ever had. This is SRN News. Now the YMCA has gone woke.
The nearly 200-year-old organization was established to, quote, put Christian principles into practice through programs that build a healthy spirit, mind, and body. But these days, the YMCA and its sister organization, the YWCA, have embraced the LGBT agenda, allowing men to use women's locker rooms and restrooms. Katie Brown of the American Life League says, quote, the Y should take Christian out of its name. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers have approved legislation that would rename a New York City subway station in honor of gay activists who rioted at a homosexual club in 1969. The bill would change the name of the Sheridan Square stop in Greenwich Village to the Stonewall National Monument. The Stonewall Inn was raided by police in June of 1969. That sparked a riot at the time and several days of demonstrations. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports a Southwest plane that went into a Dutch roll was damaged in that incident.
Investigators say a Southwest Airlines plane suffered damage to parts of the structure after it went into a Dutch roll during a flight last month. The National Transportation Safety Board says the roll of the Boeing 737 MAX happened May 25th, but Southwest did not notify the safety board until June 7th. A Dutch roll is an unstable combination of the tail sliding sideways and the plane rocking in a way that causes the wings to roll up and down. No one was injured on the Southwest flight, which landed safely in Oakland, California. A Southwest spokesperson says that they are participating in the investigation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The average weekly rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage dipped slightly this week to 6.95%. That was down from 6.99% a week ago. More on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.